This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. When Cleveland announced the city's selection as the fourth community-wide chapter of Say Yes to Education, leaders lauded it as a game changer for the community. Say Yes Cleveland means children in the city school district have a path to higher education without worrying how they will fund it. Say Yes has partnered previously with three communities, Syracuse, New York, Guilford County, North Carolina, and, since 2012, Buffalo. What has the program done for that city? The education reporter at WBFO, the NPR station in Buffalo, joins us to talk about that. Eileen Buckley has covered news in Buffalo for three decades and has done numerous stories about Say Yes Buffalo. Eileen, thanks for joining us to talk about the program.
Thanks so much for having us.
I want to start with a clip of audio from Lee Friedman. She's executive director of College Now Cleveland, which is one of the partners that pursued Say Yes for the city. Her organization has been working to support youth higher education aspirations for 50 years. She shared why Say Yes is different.
It is a really comprehensive and systemic change in the way you manage the services available to students, kind of on time, case managed in the building.
Can you talk a little bit about how Say Yes has changed the system in Buffalo schools, which are comparable to Cleveland? Buffalo has about 31,000 students. Cleveland has about 39. How has this program changed the system there?
This came in 2012. At the time, graduation rates and academic achievement were very poor. And even by 2015, we were still in a state of 25 Buffalo schools placed in state receivership. They were in a failing mode. The district was truly struggling. The graduation rate was only about 47%. Today, it is now at a little over 64% for the graduation rate. Some of it is being attributed to Say Yes, Buffalo, but there are many other things that the city school district is doing to help students achieve and to pull up that graduation rate. But certainly one of this component is saying that if you're going to be able to attend college and receive this tuition assistance, then you've got to stay through high school, you've got to graduate. So it has been an incentive for students and families.
And those services, that's what Lee Friedman says, are so important about Say Yes. What kind of support services are we talking about?
We now have after-school programs for the first time in every city school, which is terrific. They didn't have that before. There's a Boys and Men of Color initiative, so they're helping out the young boys and teenagers to achieve and stay in school and stay in focus. They really looked at, you know, Say Yes has really looked at, we need these wraparound services to support these kids from pre-K to high school graduation first, because so many of them are lacking things in their home life. They've set up legal clinics for families, mental health clinics.
And the support, as I understand it, doesn't end at high school. The students have mentors through college.
One of, you know, perhaps the negative things has been is trying to keep them and retain them in college and get them to graduate from college once they're in this program as a Say Yes scholar. In June, they've done a Countdown to College program. It's a kickoff. They've been doing it for a few years now, and it's a two-day event of workshops. It helps the students ask questions and learn about navigating college, because some of them that we spoke with, you know, are really first-time college goers in their families. So it's a big deal to them.
Overall, Eileen, how would you say the community has reacted to this program?
Initially, when it kicked off, I have to say I was very skeptical myself. The one thing that I kept thinking of was the sitcom The Office, and one of the episodes back in, I think it was 2009, was called Scott's Tots, where he was going to promise some students their college education. And then, of course, in the comical episode, it fell apart. And I just couldn't help, you know, thinking, really, are we going to be able to make this work in our city? We were, you know, in at that time still in an economic downturn. But Say Yes has continued to build its funders. They've had some really great support from our community and different foundations, Key Bank, First Niagara. They've given a combined $4.1 million. They're working very hard to sustain this over time so it remains in the future for generations to come. There are 20 private colleges that are supporting it in the Buffalo Niagara region, and many out-of-town colleges that support this as well, and again, support the students through these backup services. Again, the only really negative thing that I've seen so far is trying to keep that college graduation rate up as much as they're working on that high school graduation rate.
Eileen Buckley, thanks for talking with us today about Say Yes Buffalo from WBFO.
Thank you.